Shin of Gimel, Sif Bob, we did the Sif. We didn't do the Mishabur yet.
Rashi or the halacha definitely will not.
Okay. So he said, "This mita shaprok." And he made a mita made out of pieces. Mem. Hainu shasuya prokim prokim mishul bali umnus shiuchu vaseis itom badar. It's a portable bed, so we break apart into small pieces, and you could take it with you as a person went from city to city, doing their business. Shaboyim al mukaymam when they arrive and where they're planning to stay. So they put the pieces together and they set up the bed. So the smith of prokim is also like zero. You can't put it together. Also, you can't even put it together, even loosely. So we're afraid that he might put it in tightly with nails.
On the angle part.
So too,
even though it's kind of gone straight up, and then
so it's a gemara malacha. It's a process of completing it. And therefore it's makhba patish, excuse me.
So
the kiman shaisa is a kli gomer chayim mishum boina. Vayim esim and shenyadal tzavala b'agrosha. So this is going to be machlokes rishonim. Is it possible to have boina by keli? There's a hilul shita is ain binyan of astir b'keli. So at first glance, it's impossible to have boina by keli. There's a Tosis which comes along and says if it's a binyan gomer, even by keli, there's yesh binyan. And now it's Basil saying ain't binyan mistir, but Caleb is talking about a binyan which is not gomer. Rashi, however, learns that Basil holds a binyan mistir, but Caleb. The malacha bana doesn't apply to Caleb. But there's another malacha, makapatish. So, what's an afghamina, whether it's because of makapatish or because it's bana, is the malacha of Soser taking it apart. If it's makapatish, there's no corresponding negative malacha. If it's bana, there's a corresponding malach of Sosa.
I would say you gotta get to the top of the wall and get the right.
So is binyan gomer just making it usable or making it the way
binyan gomer means it goes from being totally non-usable to being usable, right?
Straight down to the Sfasa Itzkava, and that's how you get the
Goyba blessing. So we'll see in the beginning of the next Simon exactly where we stand on this issue. Binyan Gomer, if it's considered burn or not. Okay, now, so the Machaber said you can't put it together because you might put it together tightly. But if it is dark, Elias Rafuya. So the only concern is if you do put it together tightly, since the nature is to use it loosely, therefore there's no xeri, you might do it tightly. They weren't guys in that case. But Bilvashal Yehadik, he has to be careful not to put it tightly. And furthermore, even if it's not tight, but it's somewhat tight, it's Rafi Ben Rafi. That's also going to be awesome.
Remnants of the ceiling that are going around the cracks where you put
the So, what does dark elias refuya mean? Severe locha over here, sharp locha. So, he doesn't mind the fact that it's there's play. It can move around inside of the hole which is made to hold it. The xeri is something which you need to do tightly. You're afraid you might then go and add the extra nails to hold it in tightly.
Why? What is causing the eno?
That is the
right.
Abu Batsimag, Isa, the document of Shatarak, Kaburah, the umnis also. So he had to connect not only with umnis. To make it a deraisa, you need umnis and gemurah.
What's the purpose of Zeif and Akum?
And then we say you can't put it together because you might come to do that.
To be mamayit, the goy of the day.
But over here, if the nature is to put it together lightly, there's no gur involved. So that's not. That can't be the rice.
Is in order that we shouldn't have spach pachol. But
okay.
The purpose of the Akum in our case is with the Ma'am Masarama.
Fine. Then we said kosher prokim. Sheish kosher mafarkim mesim al ragli. Basically, you have the foot of the cup and you have the top of the cup, and you can unscrew or remove the foot. So you are mafarkim me al ragli. So kosher prokim. It said it's mutal mafarkim lachzir b'shabbos. But some say no that the kosher. Is the same as the mito. Okay, so what's the pshat? Why does the first opinion say it's mutter to put it together? Why we just said they have this gzeira. Chazal asked it. They're saying, don't worry about it. Everything's wonderful. What just happened?
So it's actually very interesting.
The Tharkal of the Erekah Shehu Rav is at the Mishmur Memhe. You're putting it together loosely.
It's really different things that are happening. In the Mishnah over there, what's happening?
The Ein Derech Lahadi Kol Kach B'Chozik Shiachosha K'moy Tekiyah. They don't put it together so tightly that there's a potential concern over here of
Tekiyah.
Therefore, there's no reason to be Choshish that he's going to be Tekiyah. That's the material. What about the oyster? V'yehayesh mishraim resirul and the kima kaponim derech lahadik. Gabarov is also coming to the broken. The whole answer before was something which the derech is to use it loosely. Over here, the derech is not to use it loosely. You went specifically and did it loosely. Okay.
Exactly. The only problem is not both.
So it's somewhere in the middle. The derech is not to tighten it really, really tight. Because you doesn't have to stay together for that long. It doesn't have to support that much. But the derech is to put it together tight enough that it would be problematic. So therefore you can't put together even roughly because you might tighten. Okay.
Hence the derech is to use it when it's loose. Why wouldn't that be being a gomer?
The first words on the first page.
That's an interesting question. The best I can tell you is for whatever reason, this chiddush that we're being mechadish, that it's shaykh boina by kalim, is not subjective. It's objective. It's even though for this kalim, this is its final process, that's still not called boina. It has to be that there's a significant act taking place, what you're doing, to be called boina.
It's
stones and water. So somebody asked me about screws, screwing on yesterday. The curse of Shalom, so our cups, which they have in the place where they attach, they are grooved. So they have this shroif. A shroif is a screw, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Rashi in the fourth page says stiv.
So you remember your Yiddish, right?
So a lot of
time. And therefore, when you screw them on, they're put together tightly. The kuliyama is zoser. Every old is zoser. So this is magen avram. So that will be that will approximate the process of putting nails in. It's as tight. Or it could be as tight. Okay. And so therefore, even if you're going to put it together loosely, you said before you can't, because since the derech is normally to put together, screwing it on, and it'll be nice and tight. Doing it loosely is not mutter because you might come to do it tightly. Now.
Frank
the Morgan Roma cash at himself. So how do I screw a cover? How do I screw a cap onto my bottle? Screw it up.
Right. Okay. So that's what you do.
The kisu cap. Fill him with some even though they're made to screw on. Sure. The hosum ain't a suyim with the kium. They're not made to last. The poskon or the sogron tummy. They're made to open and close regularly. Kikos of a tas. So then the question which comes up,
why don't each shivat fachim has to be that's the question that the Rosh Hashanah talked about here. And it's pshat.
So the way the Rishon Brura says it, the Kosum are going to rum. It sounds like it's a time issue. So if I have this jar of something that I have in my fridge that I only use Li'im Rechaikas, so the chara is not constantly open and closed. So then screwing on the top or unscrewing the top would be problematic. So the screwing on the top is Saiser and screwing back on. But Rosh Zalman says a different cheshbon. That this keli has two usages. It has a uses for storage. As a uses, but the final purpose of storage is not storage. The purpose of storage is it should be accessible. That's the final purpose of storage that you should eventually use. It's impossible to use it screwed on. So you cannot look and say, "Well, oh, you completed your keli. The keli was like not gansen and now it's a gansen," because it's by definition it's only meant to be removed, because otherwise it's going to be a, in a certain sense, a steerer to the hishtabshus of the keli. So that's what he means. It's not that necessarily you do it regularly. The point is, by definition, that every screwing on, by definition, there's a screwing off, because otherwise the screwing on will eventually be an impediment to usage, not a facilitator of usage. Another way of saying it is that, you know, when I have my kashal prokim and I take off the bottom, seeing I can use it as is, people perceive that there's something missing. Right? When I have my jar, I put my jar in something in the jar, I say, "Oh, the jar is missing the cap." It's not really a jar, it doesn't have the cap. It's not really, you know, say, yeah, it's not really a koyz, it doesn't have the thing which is supposed to stand on. Right? It's not really a jar, it doesn't have, so they, over there, putting on the foot is a form of tikkun of the kli. So then we say tikkun of the kli, which is not tightly, is called boina. It's not tikkun of the kli having the jar on top of the the cap on top of the jar. The jar is a jar and the cap is a cap. And it's clearly perceived as being distinct by people. And you say, "Wow, you just fixed up your jar by putting on, finally attaching the necessary piece, and you're unfixing it when you take it off." Those words don't make sense. So that's why applying it to our kalim is not a problem. Feel like kalim shows the farkan on zirin. Come on, tatan shori. So the chara, we should be guys that you can't move them. You might come to put them together. We say that's not true, because Al did not ask for that. So what did they ask for? Why is he pointing this out? Lagosha elam b'menorah should be darkly sparik. Shakotzim b'sef simin reishain tes. Lokiyotzim b'sef. Lagosha darkly sparik. Sure, but that's also considered. Talking about over there was a menorah made out of pieces, and the concern was that every person would move the menorah, the pieces would fall apart, and put it back together. And be a problem of binder makabat. That's only because the derech over there was at least things used to, they weren't tight to start with. They would fall off. Although she's dark at least, barak sharbatilt, something which doesn't normally fall apart, they didn't ask.
So therefore, it's not considered.
So it's interesting that this is a new type of muksa. Something muksa that you normally have is lacking in a chana. It's a muksa of a gzera. We allow you to move it. You might end up doing tightening it, etc. You might be doing along. So, where does this muksa come from? It's actually a gemara. Which gemara said the case of the you had a. You had a like a bench, which one of the feet came out. It was the case over there. Is it called correctly? You had a bench, and one of the feet came out. So the whole thing becomes muksa, because there is you could screw the foot back in, and there you might do that. So Chazal, because of this concern that you might forget and screw back the thing, you can't really use it as it. Therefore, they made the whole thing muksa. So it's a muksa because of Xavier.
that's continuing with.
That's unique type of muktzah. It's not the usual normal that a muktzah is lacking a mukhan, etc. No, it says over there, let's say this already happened before Shabbos, and the person used it as is before Shabbos. How to use it as is? So he took one end of the bench and he put it on the next bench over. So the bench A is being supported on one side with bench B. So I'm okay wearing using like this instead of going and putting on attaching the foot. I don't mind using like this. Okay, so then we're not afraid you're going to on Shabbos, all of a sudden you're going to forget and do that. So the modern version of this is the eyeglasses. So the temple comes off with eyeglasses on Shabbos, the screw comes out. The screw comes out and the lens pops out because of that. Right. So if it's something that you can screw back together tightly and it'll stay, so then everything becomes looks.
It's an extension of a bunch of,
because the there you might.
So it's over here. If
you lose the screw, that's not looks. Nothing you can do.
Then the extension of that is also.
If it's I still have the screws right there. Right. So then everything's a mukhs. Let's say, you know what, you're a shtickle procrastinator, and this has been a problem already for a few weeks, right? That, you know, the screw is loose, and it needs to be retooled, whatever it is, you know. The lens keeps popping out, you know. And you put it, pop it back in, and you make it right there. So that is a mukhs. Because not a question that you're going to, you're necessarily going to do any tightening on it. The other thing is there for me to tighten it. And you haven't indicated that you're okay not tightening it, so then it's mukhs. So, if the derech is to use it loosely, then it's not mukhs. So, if the derech is to tighten it, so therefore, Chazal, we're afraid you might tighten it, therefore, Chazal made a mukhs. So that's the case of the Ramah, the case of the Saf, so that's the case of the bench. The case of the Gemara is a case of Saf. Actually, the case of the Gemara actually is not a case of Saf. Sorry. The case of the Gemara was a case of Kira. And their Kira, remember we had way back then, they used to have feet to them. And one of the feet came out. The case of the Gemara was a case of Kira. And the Ramah shows to the Din of Kira to a case of the Saf. So the person would say that once it's, you know, it's not Dafka Kira, it's anything of that sort, it's anything which would approximate that reality. So that's the most common case is the eyeglasses.
What did I have before?
So, you know, Bach will come to me that this, you know, lens popped out, you know, this is a book, so he's holding the lens. I said, you know, this is the first time it happened. He said, no, it happens all the time. He says, no, it's not a book. He says, no, it's the first time it happened. Okay, it's a book. He says, then you lose the screw. He said, no, I personally have the screw. He said, it's a book. Now, there's no issue. Cold one is on your nose.
That doesn't sit well with me.
It's not a problem because it's tilted b'guf. We pass the tilted b'guf, not a problem. They didn't ask for tilted b'guf. But you gotta go, when you go to bed, if you go, if it happened Friday night, you go to bed. You have to go to bed with your glasses on because you can't put your glasses. You can't take them off. And you can't put them back on the next morning. So, okay.
Those two cases is where
Yesh Mishaimer.
You cannot learn any.
So then there's some, however, say that the din of the kais is like the din of mita. The chil yesh lahakol kadei.
So
you should be machol kadei.
So with the glasses, it's muktzah for the one who wears the glasses. Would it be permitted for somebody else to put the glasses on him?
I think it's for everybody. What's the man of muktzah and the man of muktzah for everybody?
The point is, if I have, let's say,
you know, like we said before, that the din muktzah is tolling the baal. For the baal, it's muktzah. It's muktzah for everybody. Baal, the baal. Okay. So chachil yesh is lahakol kadei. So achim who tzarich shabbos yesh is mechadei rishon. This issue over here, putting together the kais. So one opinion says it's muktzah, one opinion says it's osur.
It's got to be one of two cases.
And the argument because what's there was not to tighten it. In general, the general was not to tighten. Real tight, so there's no gzeira or not. So you should, if you need to, you can make. Otherwise, you should be not. Shadina kais mem zayin. Wooden hashtender shabesek neses shemurachim alav sworim imhu shafrochim.
So you ask the kashrus, then what's the chiddush? Obviously, I don't have the iftar, it's fine. What's the chiddush to your mind?
Yeah.
So
this case of the shtender
says the man, according to me,
they had some type of a screw mechanism or some type of mechanism to put the pieces. In the case they're talking about, was putting it together. Was talking about mamash. It was mamash setting this thing to our pieces. Not, you know, we have some will have that they have something which raises it and lowers it. That's not what we're talking about. That will not be problematic. That's the kliyus kshalim, and the derech is to go up and go down. See, you have this. And you can screw it on the screws and make it go up and go down. That's what we're talking about. There was a process of it's made out of prokim, made out of pieces, and they're just putting it together. Okay. They're more pandem, and darkly is mahudic, even though now it's rough for yourself. What's the learner? Leah is mahudic with the Kuba Chayzik. She's a avatur, they were shunned by the laws. This whole discussion over here of Chayz was because the darkness was used somewhat loosely. And the Derek was to put it together tightly, so that everybody holds it up. It's going to be.
Might end up using the other part of the market, which is a possible thing. Come out from the law that we're not going to use it. Says the Ref, the same thing over here, it's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So we have my
Sip sign.
Between Rashi and
the Rav, Kurish
and Ishbara. What's the status?
So you had a beam in the building and it broke. So now you have a broken beam. So as much as a beam is a beam is a keli, but it's also part of the binyan of the bayit. But a broken beam is basically it's potential firewood.
What is it being mashed?
Okay. Keep mutal the samcha by ruchas amita, shehem keli. So you can put something under it, the beam as it's cracking and going down. You can put something under it to support it. But look at this talon. You cannot force it back upwards with this support. You can't hardly burn it because that's why not. It's mamash is part of the bias, fixing up the bias. But you can't prevent this from going any deeper, any further. Now you have a new problem of Vatok Lebechonai. Right? There's an issue of Vatok Lebechonai. So the support which you're putting there, there has to be loose enough that if you would want to, you could pull out the support. So it's not meant to be Lebechonai because I can use the glee still. But if it's in so tight that I can't pull it out,
that we don't see anywhere.
So then you're being allowed to claim
your chalas. That's the underlying argument of the Rav.
Mishabura mem test shame cleat. Beam enor cleat rock etzbaumo come mato. It's not a cleat. I want to use it for support. It's not a cleat. But it's a piece of wood. But it's a piece of wood which is not muktzah. Come Marco, I'll be shemukhan who the taltel. So regards to dinay muks, it's not muks because it has a use, but it doesn't look. It looks like a stick of wood. So people don't perceive this as you're using your chair to support your thing, and clearly this is not boina because I'm using my mita. I'm using my mita to support this thing. Obviously, I'm not being boina my mita to the house. But I put something which theoretically could look like it's going to stay, because I'll say no way.
To where it needs to be.
Come on, what's the sum of the current? The dumb of the boiler. Take us the Morgan of Rob. That's the Morgan of Rob's argument. That this is worse than the scenario of.
That's not the little mama, that's your mama, that's not there's a clear issue that Rashi's
saying. This case where it's eight ba'alma is worse than the case where it was a clean.
Well, we have to go through the sugya where Rashi says that.
King goes among the rabbis. Shabbos, talking about material, but called Dabra Shashem, Kliya Lovely, and Tiltal, Kimon Shoyser, Rakhadesh, Altera, Yosef, Mayim, and God. They disagree. So listen, you know, we're applying Dini Kalim on this item as much as a Tiltal. So if it's a Kli, there's no problem with it. That's it. And there's no problem with it because, again, you're not raising it up. You're just preventing it from going any further.
The Shulchan Aruch.
But if you're mahadik there, it's a problem. A time, the problem here is because you're making the this keli, which now supports vutal from other any other tashmish. He can't take it away for the duration of Shabbos. We had a talk called Kachat Shari, but it's not so tight, so then you can pull it out. You might not want to, because you might find the beams go any further, but it's not this item, it is retrievable.
It's an ignorant question, but if you put it in, it's not so tight, it's going to fall into this. So it's tight.
So wouldn't be a problem. You can't take it out anymore.
But that wouldn't be a problem as long as it's not when you put it in.
If I recall correctly, Grama by Bitzukli Mechon is Mutter. Okay. So now here's the din of the case of Safsa, which we mentioned. One of the feet of the bench came out. You can't put the foot back in. Because you might be talking. What about using it as is without the foot? You take the end which is lacking the foot and lie it on the next bench to give support for both. Some say that it's also. Okay. So the Shemur Lazilim Kamut. You can't put the foot back in. I feel that Lazar is a rough way. Even when you plan it loosely, it's still Lazar, because there is Shema Yiskim, but he also said, Kedachas, because I'm afraid he might put it in tightly, which will be a Malacha Makra Patash.
So now the entire area is less than 20.
It's all part of the scissors that you might fix, put the regal back in tightly. So we have this case before in the Ramah. I'm not totally losing my mind. Remember it as a Ramah, right? We had this Ramah before. He makes this Kzeir Darbonim. And he's not differentiating only in the case of the Gemara and other items. Fine. I'm Ches. Mishmur Gimel, how do the Shom and Word, the Yoshua Alei Kvar Kach, Pam Echad, Mibayon? If he used it one time as is, when it's still before Shabbos, Kishah Yisomach, also when it's being supported by this other band, Mutagam Shabbos, these some call it Zafal Achel, Chashin and Shem Yiska. We see that you're comfortable sitting on this thing which is not Niska. So, if you're faulted, you come to the fault, there's no reason to make it there. Okay.
But I have to walk. It's part of me. I'd rather have one.
Tests. Hatakeh 8 by 8. Puts together two pieces tightly. Bain should talk about master and Bain should talk about eight atzmai ashen isachid hareza told us about. So this is also on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the person we said before, we kept talking about Shema Yiska. That's when I mentioned to you, does that mean you're going to put it together tightly? It means you're going to make it somewhat of a permanence with the nuns or with screws, whatever, with nails or screws. Don't ask me how you use nuns to tighten it. Nails or screws. So I tell you first, well, Rashi seems to learn it's always exer of Shem Yiska b'masmerim. Over here, the Rambam says it's even if he puts the two pieces together tightly, that also goes into the sister. This is true even by case of a kli with something that's not attached to the ground. So a person would take the handle and put it tightly into the head of the axe of the cardum. Right, so you put the handle, attach the handle. So it's hoping on top, and you put it in tightly. Or you put a nail there to hold it in place. It's all going to be a problem. It's all spread. Now, taking it apart is a problem of a soyser.
We will not apply to a case where I need to turn the stock into daif. But Rashi is silent. Rashi does not say anything bad.
So, taking it apart is a problem of soyser, but there's no problem. Of course, they said that he's chayiv because of soyser, which is that's lost on the Rama. He's chayiv. You have no problem. Of course, it's a makalkal. Even though the overall benefit is worth it, but the actual mice is a mice. It's a makalkal something. So, Rama says the case was that he was miskav the second. He felt he did in such a way this would be considered a tikkun.
So this includes fitting a groove into a hole, like the kashim in the Mishkan.
Right. So the source for burning in the Mishkan is from putting together the crusher. So the process of setting them up, attaching them, etc. That's all called burning. Okay. You. It got somewhat waterlogged in the chotzer. I can spread on the water straw that's absorbed up the water, and you have something dry to walk on. You're adding straw. You're making the level of the ground higher. So that's a form of bonus. No, it's distinct. But without Yeshana, you have to shine. Shali Yizara, but Lo Bistava, Lo Bekupa, El Beshulia Kupa. You should not use carry what you're spreading out in a basket or in a box. You have to put a shupalimita. Hakafa. Vishili akupa shehavchena. You have to be tamin al shulah. The hanu al zeshini abu yados. You bring the straw to the place on the bottom side up of the keli. So you're not carrying it inside the keli. You're carrying it on the back of the keli. The ring of the biyados us. This the shabur is on the hold it here. You're not planning to leave the straw there. You have other uses for it. You're going to feed it to your animal, or you can use it to mix with the tit to make better bricks. Something that you're going to leave there, you're going to tit the chol and service. You would want to put some dirt or some sand or pebbles. You're making the floor flat, and that's a form of bainum. If your goal is to fix up the chotzer, which the chotzer in some ways like a bias, because you used to do things for the bias of the chotzer, chazal somewhere else. Going to know the fast of chol, but break your bias, get the chotzer so roik, shori. The shori the chotzer so roik, beifer, because the chotzer is such a machine. And between, and the minion.
Why is it when it comes to if it's just you mean to fucking have your But when it's half possible, it's all the way up to 4.
Why is that? Fine.
So you're right, if I put half possible, so then, yes, I have it for 4 hours. But if it's just out here, I don't have it for 4 hours. Why? What's the difference? Why is it going to be possible out here? Only less than 3 tefachim.
Because it's not considered that your goal is binyan, the cloud. Your goal is not to make the floor bigger, deeper, or whatever. It's your goal, the ground. Your goal is to clean up.
If you did that in the scenario in the flood there, we'd still say it is us with offer, because when your goal is off, not the make it walk.
He's not a chutzner. He's saying it's only over here it's also because you're both a sack and a chutzner. But if it's something else, you use chol or something of that sort. You have no kavanah to be mivatel there.
You would have kavanah to be mivatel there, so it's only mutter mekeven.
Right.
But he's making this distinction in makom acher. But makom acher is inside the bias. Better than the chutzner. For the rationale,
something which is
you have less reason to want to build it up.
It's inyan acher, not makom acher.
It
means the same scenario can be in the house or in the chutzner, but your goal is different. Your goal is not to build up the floor. Your goal is just to cover this over. So you're not mechayav for binyan b'klal.
But by the water
log, yeah, it seems to be that's automatically considered some act of rechosha that he has intent for burning.
Unless you put him down that you clearly don't want to leave, there will be the thing you want to shoot there.
Right.
Whereas the rope wouldn't have that assumption.
Correct. We had also shouldn't have him to the chol. Because Allah asked him to do this. The normal way is to bring in the cell. So I want to bring it by hand. That's machine. He said, no, it doesn't work. It's up to the call. I get any hoodie shori. He asked for Sarah Harbeck. The call me the shoes to shoes. We have a valid need. So asking a guy to do that would be sufficient. Would be more. Okay.